All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. We're up to week number 5, and in week number 4, I went 10-5. Here in week number 5, I got things started on the right foot this past Thursday night as I picked the New England Patriots to win at home by 14 points over the Indianapolis Colts. The Patriots were able to defeat the Colts by 14 points. It just got the scores wrong. I said 31-17, but New England was able to get the 38-24 edge, as they have shown so far that they are a much better team at home as opposed to the road. And with that said, we have some good games on tap for this Sunday, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 5 in the NFL season. I'm going to get things started off with the 3-1 Titans going to Western New York to take on the 1-3 Buffalo Bills. Tennessee comes into this contest favored by 5.5 points, and I expect their defense to go out there and attempt to dictate things versus the Bills and rookie quarterback Josh Allen. So if you are a fantasy football buff and you have the Titans defense, you might want to start them, because for head coach Mike Vrabel, I see his unit going out there and pinning their ears back and making life tough on Mr. Allen. Now, you know, when you have to deal with the Titans offense, you are going to get a very heavy dose of the running game with quarterback Marcus Mariota and running back Derrick Henry. I don't see the Titans shifting from that formula for Sunday. Thus, I'm going to take Tennessee on the road by the score of 27-17. Now, at Paul Brown Stadium, it's going to be a battle of first place teams, as you're going to have the 3-1 Miami Dolphins, who are leading the AFC East, taking on the 3-1 Cincinnati Bengals, who are leading the AFC North. And for this Cincinnati Bengals team, they simply are finding ways to win games that they were losing last year. Quarterback Andy Dalton seems like a different guy, and more importantly, he is getting the football to wide receiver AJ Green. Now, for the Dolphins, they need to get back on track after they were taken behind the woodshed last Sunday at the hands of the New England Patriots. And after Miami was able to fly under the radar, not a lot of people really paying attention to them in the first few weeks of the season, teams are really starting to take Miami serious, and I think they're going to have their hands full in this one versus the Bengals. Thus, I'm going to take Cincinnati by the score of 31-24. A big time battle in the AFC North is you're going to have the 3-1 Baltimore Ravens traveling to take on the 1-2-1 Cleveland Browns. And for Baltimore, they are 3-1, and not a lot of people are paying attention to them. But you look at quarterback Joe Flacco, he's been steady Eddie. And when you think about Baltimore, you think about their defense, and veteran outside linebacker Terrell Suggs continues to get it done. For Cleveland, they had victory in their grasp last week, and they let it go on the road versus the Oakland Raiders. But with what we have seen on the early stages of this NFL season is that Cleveland is a different team at home, and they've got to go out there and feed off of that energy at home. Quarterback Baker Mayfield is going to be electric and make some plays, but this Browns defense has to step up. I think this is going to be a contest here where the last team to have the football wins. I think it'll be Cleveland. Thus, I'm going to take the Browns at home by the score of 31-27. Now, in the NFC North, it's going to be the 2-1-1 Green Bay Packers traveling to Motown to take on the 1-3 Detroit Lions. And for Detroit, they were so close last week to getting their first road win of the season, and it slipped through their hands as they lost on a last second field goal to the Dallas Cowboys. And for quarterback Matt Stafford, he has his ups and downs as he's a gunslinger, but he's got to try to find a way to navigate this Packers defense. And for Green Bay, the injuries keep on coming, but as long as you have number 12 under center, and of course I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers, you have a chance. This game is going to go back and forth, but I think Green Bay finds a way to pull away in the fourth quarter. Thus, I'm going to take the Pack by the score of 34-24. Now in the heartland, it's going to be the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 3-1 Jacksonville Jaguars in what could be a playoff preview. Of course, there's been some trash talking going on this week by none other than Jags cornerback Jalen Ramsey on how he feels about Chiefs wide receiver slash kick returner Tyreek Hill. Now you look at that Jags defense going up against this Chiefs offense, and it is going to be a classic chess match. Why? Because Kansas City, rather, likes to put their guys in space and isolation. And you look at this Jags defense, their secondary, first and foremost, they can cover with just about anybody in the NFL. And it's all predicated as far as that pass rush that they can get up front. But you look at what quarterback Patrick Mahomes is doing this season for Kansas City. He is getting that football out quickly. And that kind of neutralizes that pass rush of Jacksonville. Kansas City can get after you defensively as well. And I think they're going to put some pressure on Jags quarterback Blake Bortles, especially since the Jaguars will once again not have the services of running back Leonard Fournette. Thus, I am going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 27-19. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's going to be the 1-3 New York Jets hosting the 2-2 Denver Broncos. Denver is looking to get back on track after they won their first two games of the season. And in their two losses, it was very close. A road loss to Baltimore and a home loss this past Monday night to Kansas City. I look for this Broncos defense, especially Von Miller, to really introduce themselves to Jets rookie quarterback Sam Darnold and force him into some mistakes. And just like it was with the Titans defense, if you have the Broncos defense on your fantasy team, you might want to start him, because I think this defense could force at least two turnovers off of Darnold on Sunday. You look at this Denver offense, and they're flying under the radar with Case Keenum at quarterback, but they go out there and they get the job done. But it's going to be tough because this Jets defense was embarrassed last week on the road at the hands of Jacksonville, and they want to try to get back on track, especially in front of their home fans. I think this would be a nip and tuck type game, but I'm going to take Denver to edge the Jets by the score of 24-19. Now at Heinz Field, is going to be the 1-2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the 1-3 Atlanta Falcons. Pittsburgh comes into this contest favored by 3.5 points, but it's been a while since Pittsburgh started off 0-2 at home, and that's what they've done so far this season. The continuity simply isn't there. We talk about, you know, not having Le'Veon Bell at running back, but also not having Ryan Shazier at linebacker on defense, because he really was a tone setter. And ever since he went down with that spinal injury last year, this unit has not been the same. But Pittsburgh still has some veteran savvy on this team, led by quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and wide receiver Antonio Brown. And they've got to go out there and get it done, especially versus a Falcons defense that has been decimated with injuries so far this season. You look at Atlanta, they've had leads late in all of their games, and they simply have not been able to get it done. I don't think that trend ends on Sunday. Thus, I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 30-27. Now in Charlotte, it's going to be the 2-1 Carolina Panthers coming off of their bye, taking on the 1-3 New York Giants. Carolina comes into this contest favored by 6 points over the Giants, who have been struggling on offense. And the bottom line is, the reason why the Giants are struggling on offense, the big play and through the passing game has simply not been there. The Giants are focused on running the football with Saquon Barkley, but until they get some big plays down the field from quarterback Eli Manning to wide receivers Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard, defenses are going to continue to stack the box and take away Barkley. Now, defensively, the Giants have had their moments and they've shown flashes, but they have to bring their A game against one of the bigger and stronger quarterbacks in the NFL in one Cam Newton. I think the Giants will play game, but the bottom line is Carolina is the better team. Thus, I'm going to take the Panthers at home by the score of 30-17. Now, in Carson, California, you're going to have the 2-2 Los Angeles Chargers hosting the 1-3 Oakland Raiders. Oakland was able to get their first victory of the season last week when they came back at home versus the Cleveland Browns, but they are playing a different team this time around in the Chargers. Of course, the Chargers have veteran quarterback Phillip Rivers, and he's going to get that football to the likes of veteran tight end Antonio Gates and wide receiver Keenan Allen. And for Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, he's been up and down so far this season, and I don't see him getting enough momentum in this contest to carry the Raiders. It's going to be a typical Raiders-Chargers game going back and forth, but I'm going to give the edge to the Chargers by the score of 34-27. Now, in Philly, you're going to have the defending champs in the Philadelphia Eagles with a record of 2-2 hosting the 1-2-1 Minnesota Vikings. And for Philly, they're 2-0 at home, but very easily they could have been 0-4 or 4-0 because that is how close these contests have been with them so far this season. And you look at the Eagles, they have playmakers on both sides of the ball. But like I said earlier this week, it's just the fact that they're the defending champs and everybody's going to bring their A game. And you look at the Vikings, a lot of people were talking about them being a Super Bowl favorite early in the season or heading into the season. They've got to get back, they've got to get on track, not even back on track. They've got to get on track and in a hurry or else the season could get away from them. It's not a good matchup when you have quarterback Kirk Cousins going up against this Eagles defense. I expect this front four to put some pressure and hurry him and force him into making some mistakes. And I think that could be the difference in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take Philly at home by the score of 27-23. Now, in Santa Clara, you're going to have the 1-3 San Francisco 49ers hosting the winless Arizona Cardinals. And for the Niners, they were game last week without Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, but they still fell versus the Los Angeles Chargers. And for the Cardinals, they have their rookie quarterback in Josh Rosen. And Josh Rosen has played solid. It's just a simple fact that the Cardinals have not been able to get the victory. But I look for the Cardinals to get the ball to David Johnson, their fine running back, both on the ground and in a passing game. And of course, when you have a rookie quarterback, what is a good safety valve for him to go to? And I'm talking about the veteran wide receiver in Larry Fitzgerald. I look for this Cardinals defense to try to go out there and make life tough for C.J. Beathard at quarterback for the Niners, and I think that'll be the difference in this contest as Arizona gets their first victory of the season by the score of 23-20. Now, another NFC West battle is going to have the undefeated Los Angeles Rams traveling to the Pacific Northwest to take on the 2-2 Seattle Seahawks. And for Seattle, they've won their last two games after they lost their first two to start the season. But you look at the Seahawks team, they are decimated by injuries right now. And when you're decimated by injuries, especially on offense, the last thing that you need is to have to deal with a ferocious Rams pass rush like we are seeing right now. For Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, he's got to deal with the likes of Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald on that Los Angeles front line. And for defensive coordinator Wade Phillips, he is relentless in his pursuit of the quarterback. Offensively, I expect the Rams to give a heavy dose of ball carries to one Todd Gurley, and I think that'll be the difference in this one between that and the Rams defensive line. This I'm going to take LA on the road by the score of 31-20. On Sunday night, you're going to have the 2-2 Dallas Cowboys staying in state as they travel to take on the 1-3 Houston Texans. Houston got their first victory of the season last Sunday when they were able to go on the road and knock off the Indianapolis Colts in overtime, and we saw the playmaking ability of quarterback Deshaun Watson. Now, it's going to be an interesting matchup between this Cowboys defense and Deshaun Watson, because one thing that we've seen is that Deshaun Watson, plain and simple, is a playmaker, but he's going to have his hands full because you look at these Dallas linebackers and they're some of the best in the business. But Sean Lee is not expected to play in this game, and whenever Sean Lee does not play, this Dallas defense is not the same. I expect Dallas to try to go out there and establish their running game, but I expect this Texans defense to try to take away running back Ezekiel Elliott and make quarterback Dak Prescott beat them from within the pocket. I would not be surprised to see Justin James Watt get a couple of sacks in this game to really set the tone for Houston. And I'm going to take the Texans at home in a tight one by the score of 30-27. And finally, on Monday night, we'll get a chance to see some history as the 3-1 New Orleans Saints will host the 2-1 Washington Redskins. And for New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees, he is on the cusp of being the NFL's all-time leader in passing yardage. The Redskins are coming off of their bye, and their defense is going to have their hands full, because one thing that we've seen over the years of Brees and the Saints offense, they are much more precise at home under the lights at the dome. But this Redskins offense has been different with quarterback Alex Smith running the show, and I think that continuity will be big. Adrian Peterson makes his return to New Orleans. Of course, it did not work out for him with the Saints last year, and they let him go. And I think he wants to go out there and prove that he could still get it done. I think this is going to be a classic back and forth affair, but I am going to give the Saints the edge at home by the score of 34-30. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 5 in the NFL season. And once again, I want to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.